In 2013 alone, the report finds placer mining, or the mining of stream beds, was active in nearly 300 operations around the state, about 30% of which are in Nome. And while it's difficult to describe the typical placer mine operation, many have elements in common. Alicia Amberg is the deputy director of the Alaska Mining Association.
Most of our placer mining operations in the state mine for gold, and they're in remote locations, the majority of them are. And our average amount of employees on the placer operations in the state are around 4.
The new study was commissioned by the AMA from research firm the McDowell Group and combines a statewide survey of miners with data from the Department of Natural Resources to shed light on just how big of an economic engine placer mine operations truly are.
The big takeaway from this report is that there is a significant economic impact of placer mining in the state of Alaska, and that is, you know, job revenue and money that's spent in our state. And that, you know, our placer mining truly is the 7th large mine in the state of Alaska.
The report finds placer mines directly employ up to 1,200 workers. Most are seasonal jobs, and more than 70% of workers are Alaska residents. And the report says placer operations pay well, too, with more than $65 million in goods and services spent keeping the operations going, of which nearly 90% is spent in-state. Barb Nichols with the Nome Chamber of Commerce says that's consistent with what she sees on the ground in Nome during the busy summer mining season.
The economic impact of mining to our Nome economy is certainly positive. Jobs have been created for many local residents. Multiple local businesses that provide goods and services have reported increased sales and income during these months. Even the businesses that offer the daily needs, such as our grocery stores and restaurants, have stated increased sales.
That's partially borne out by the City of Nome's own figures, which shows a peak in collected sales tax during the summer, and those numbers have generally peaked higher every summer for the last 5 years. Deantha Crockett, the executive director at AMA, says even as placer mines disappear elsewhere in the country, the report shows there's still viable mining operations in Alaska.
There are far fewer placer miners today in the United States than there were 3 or 4 decades ago, and frankly, 99% of them are in Alaska. So we've got this vibrant industry that there's a perception out there that it should be a historic practice. Also not the case here in Alaska. It's a healthy industry and it has really important economic impact.
The state of Alaska also makes money off of active placer mines through royalties, taxes, claim rentals, and other fees. But the AMA says, quote, confidentiality issues and other data restrictions kept an exact dollar estimate of that state revenue out of the report. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.